We went through in detail the sugya of mechza kemechza. Sugya mechza kemechza on mechza. It's a massive sugya. And we can't finish it until we'll finish the whole issue, Efshalat Samson, Efshalat Samson. And it spreads throughout Shas in ways which we'll see that you never imagined. What is clear was not up for discussion. Is that in Chatzikon Pogum, an animal becomes a treifa with 50 plus masha. The Gemara begins with Rav and Rav Kahana. Ki ilu there's a machlokas between them. If mechza mechza is karov, mechza mechza is not karov. Shchot ruba, atishay ruba. Whatever that means. As we go on, till we finish the sugya, we'll see a very interesting way of looking at it. The Gemara then says clearly that in Trefa, you mean 51. Rava then comes up with a wild idea. That Shechita doesn't even have to make the animal a treifa. You are my sarov, and not even a note of lomos. Just mata the animal. Abaye asks him a kasha. That makes no sense. And for one of two things. And it depends how I answer Tosas' kasha. Our Tosas does not seem to say that the reason I need rova nirle naim is because of treifa. This year. On the other hand, the Ran, and very possibly Tosfos HaRosh in Erevin, seem to say it's treifa. So there are two ways of understanding Abaye's Kasha to Rova. One is we see that there are two types of treifas, the treif of a mashu and treif of a rov. In Shechita we see from Veshet, you need treif of plus. So then in Kana, you certainly need. So therefore the share of Shechita is certainly at least a treifa, And then the Gemara says, Enochanami, it's a shear of a treifa. So then the shear is, the Ran says that nair. But if we want to put together the Ran in Erevin with the Ran in Cholan, the Gemara is trying to figure out what the shear is. It's at least a treifa. Is that the entire thing? Or the shear is a rove, which is, I have to make the, it's not in Veshen, it's more than a treifa. I'm not just making the animal a treifa. So after we know it's at least a treifa, comes the Ran and says, but it's more than that, it's the general halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula of Rubo Kukula. Is a halachan kama Torah kula ruba kukulo, the Gemara in Nosit Achmen Beis Omer Aleph Lomas Nav Vagila Chasor Shanosa. Okay, so at that we know it's that. Now this is a halacha Moshe Sinai Rova. Now that we know when the halacha Moshe Sinai, this is how the Ran is going to look at it. Now when we know the halacha Moshe Sinai is Rova Nirulei Naim, what's the pshat? That's We know that. And it in Inveshit, it's more than a sheer trefer. In Conda, it's at least a sheer trefer. So that's how we can prove the fact. This is the fact. Now that we have the interpretation of the fact. Comes to Ron and says, no. We see when the Gemara says the words Ubukukua. When we talk about the Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Yehuda and the Rabbanan, so Bal Korcha, Shchitas Rov is Kishchitas Kula. Where does he say that? He says that just like wherever I say the Mit Rubo Kukula, once I did Rov, it's Kilo, I did Kula, there's no Mitzvah to do more, which would apply to Gila Chazor Shanozin, would apply to drinking Rov Kos and Pesach, etc. So here there's no Mitzvah doing anymore. No. So what is the Ron doing? Is see how the Ron put this all together. Shechita stops at Rav Anir Leinayim. Why? Because then I shechted the whole thing. The story's all over. It's finished. Nothing more. That's it. On the other hand, the Ron is very clear. Our Tosis says like this. Don't blame it on Chiyusa. Don't blame it on Chiyusa. How do I know? I know because of comparison to Tanur. Don't say after the turnaround and everything, we rejected that. No, that's true. It's like Tanur. So what is it? Now it's just a question of Rolf. It's just a question of Rolf. Now, and what was the bias kasha to Rava? We see that in the case of Trefa, that sometimes it's a mashu and sometimes it's rov, but when it's rov, it's a big rov. So Shechita, where it's always a rov, doesn't make sense. It shouldn't be also a big rov. And it's just a Kal Vachomer. It has nothing to do with Chiyus and Art. And Shechita is an example of Tuma and Issa. And it's logically different than, totally logically different than Mechitz and Tzrach. Why? Mechitz and Tzrach, I have to cover a place, I surround a place, I cover a place. It's a whole different concept. Here it's just a sheet where the Torah gave a shear of rov. In all mitzvahs, in all Yisurim, in all Tumah, etc. That's Shtiyas Rov Kos, etc. Wherever the Torah gave a shear of rov, it's rov. Now, what is the interpretation of that? Is the interpretation that Shir of Rovan is all finished? Or the interpretation is Rubo Kukula? At this point, Tosa doesn't say anything. Tosa doesn't say anything. We know it's Shir of Rov. It could be Rubo Kukula, could not be Rubo Kukula. We don't know. Now, in Rashi, it's very, very clear that Shechita is the mitzvah is the entire thing. Shechting Rov is enough, but Shechita is the entire thing, and the mitzvah is to finish the entire thing. It is in Rashi. Maybe Rubo Kukulo, maybe not Rubo Kukulo. It's a possibility. But Rashi has a Maisa Shechita in the entire thing, and there's the mitzvah, the Maisa Shechita. And as long as I keep going, it's all one Maisa Shechita. The Maisa Shechita is Mata, the animal, the Vaiva Dinner, Psulba Miyad Bas. It's just how Rashi puts the entire Sugya together. Tosis doesn't like Rashi, because Tosis holds the mitzvah is in an oath to Simon and Mido Reis, just like the Rambam. And that can't be because of Ruba Kukula. It's a separate halacha. Is that after I shecht Rov, it's as if I shechted all two, or just that's the shear. But there's a Maisa Shechita in all two. That's why Tosis has to change the definition of Malika from Rashi. And that's not the definition of Malika. The Malika is, since the whole siman is subject to Shechita, Malika is the entire siman. Now, the Rashba, just seeing how different people, it's very instructive. See, understand the sugya, all the different ways of learning the sugya. The Rashba says it's a shear in all roles in the entire Torah. Wherever the Torah says rove, this is what it is. Now, so as if why, and since the shear in all roves and call it Torah Kula, why is it that Mechitza and Sukkah is different? Allah Moshe Messiah gives it an exception. So, that's it. No, that's the whole thing. But every rove is rove in early night. Now, is that in Ruva Kukulo or Rashba does not have a mitzvah to finish the whole thing? The Rashba does not have a psul b'miyad basra. Doesn't exist. Shechita finishes at rov. Very possibly, that's a shir. After I finish, I'm finished. There's a mitzvah. That's what some of the brachim said. The mitzvah is creating the heter. Not the mitzvah shechita is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is create the heter. That is, because the Rashi in the beginning of Ba'as HaKotza says. Now, in Tosin, the Maram in Rutenberg has a different mahalach. He says, Mechza Mechza is Karov, Shir of Rov. The question, which do you look at? The plus. In Shechita, I always look at the Omid. In Shechita, so what's the Omid? The fact you have in Shechta. So that's the Rov. So it's Rov, not Shechta. Therefore, to shech the rov. On the other hand, in mechitza, the omed is the mechitza. So, that's the rov. For the shear of rov, the question is, what do I look at? Schach, if I have schach kosher and aver, what am I looking at? The schach kosher. It's a rov. And that's why it's like mechitza. Why? Because one contradicts the other. I begin with a siman. So I'm cutting the siman, so half the siman's cut, half the siman's not cut, right? So I'm undoing the uncut siman. So one's a steerer to the other. Schach is dependent on sale, right? So schach gives sale, avir doesn't give sale. So one is a negative and one is a positive. The one that exists is the rov. Then he says, what about schach kosher and schach pasul? Well, Schach Potter just doesn't contribute to a Hechsher, but it's not against what Schach is. It also gives sale. This is the way we've seen it until now. The open question, which we'll have to now do, and as we go through it, let's say, is this dependent on Ruva Kukulo or not? What is Shritif? Okay. Rashi's very clear in Miyad Bas. Rashi's very clear in everything he says. There may be kashas in Rashi, but logically it's one very consistent shita. Very consistent shita. Very consistent shita. Shita's Rashi. Tosis doesn't like Rashi in Miyad Bas. We begin with the Rebbe, who says logically he exists, he agrees with Rashi. But, and one thing, except in Hagrama. Why? Hagrama is not a psul on Shechita. Hagrama is a non Shechita because it's too high. That's it. Otherwise, the Rebbe agrees with Rashi. We don't know, our Tosis on Chof Aleph Amud Beis, our Tosis. On Chof Tes Amud Aleph, Tosis has three shitas: Rivam, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rav Oshka. Like the other Tosis are going with all three. How it works, it's a little unclear in Tosis. And as we go on, we'll be able to define it. Comes, so the Rivam basically agrees with Rashi. Now comes along Rav Oshka, before we get to Rabbeinu Tam, And he says a very simple idea. Rav Moshe. Why Rav Moshe? Mefarsh hechel miyotzim money. Lachne shachat rov ho'echad hechel ta'al samit shenishim shobesim yotzim. He says, very simple thing. Eino chanami. He says, rov. But when I am doing this, here is absolutely against Rashi. Rashi says it's a given that everything I continue doing is a Maisa Shechita. And that's why the mitzvah is to continue doing a Maisa Shechita. And it's all one Maisa Shechita. And the Shaila is, since it's all one Maisa Shechita, it's possible to say there's a Psula Meir Basra. And, but it could be the moment I get the Psula, I can be much of the animals kosher ready. Rashi, very, very. Rav Moshe said, no. That Gufa is the question. Whether or not what I do in the, whether I view if this is the sheer rov, and I did a rov. It doesn't mean the other half is shochot, or there is a shechit in the other half. So if I did 50% of the corner, and I'm taking my time while I'm going to the rest of the corner, is that a shechit? That's not a shechit. Is it shechtin or not shechtin? So that could be either the shaila is whether we say rubo kukulo or not, or it could be in shihiyah, even if I say rubo kukulo. But the Ram says, does that mean if I keep doing it, it's not a ma'aseh shechita? But then he says, hechle b'miyat simonim. Hechle b'miyat simonim is as follows. I went through rov. Now I have 1/3 left. And I'm shechting the veshin. Is that a simen shochut or it's not a simen shochut? So what is that suffix? That suffix is when I do 51%, does that mean, is that all I need and that's it? Or means the whole simen shochut? And if the whole simen shochut, then it's not a chalada, it's cut already. And if I keep going through the balance of the karma, it's nothing. So what according to Boshi is the thing? Yes, does shechita stop at 51%, and that's the whole thing. And the rest of the siman is not shochut. The rest of the siman is just boso. Or it's all part of one ma'isa shechita. So according to the Rav Moshe, the two are very connected. Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it depends which version of Rabbeinu Tam you have. When last time we learned Rabbeinu Tam, I said I had no clue. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we had daven every day. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu was a shomei tefillah. Means. So, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yosha, now, it has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. Totally separate issues. Yes. Rabbeinu Tam has one thing that gets him here in Sefer Yosha, gets him started. What gets him started is a question. He doesn't begin with it, but in the discussion, you see, you have a question. How is it ever possible to shecht a carbon? How is it ever possible to shecht a carbon? Because the moment I cut the skin, then all of a sudden I made into a balmum. So by the time I begin the shechita, I'm shechting a balmum. So says Rabbeinu Tam, what do you see from there? Anything that's a necessary part of the shechita, because I have to get through the skin to get to the, you don't, it's all the mitzvah shechita, and you don't passel a shechita because something that's part of the ma'aser shechita. Okay. That means, step number one, take the or into the ma'aser shechita, because it's a necessary part of the shechita. Number two, something that happens during the ma'aser shechita doesn't pass on the shechita. So I'm not shechting a bamba. Okay. He says, therefore, he says why he doesn't like Rashi. So what is Chalod and Tachos? He says, now he says, what is it? Shohar b'miyot simonim. Rabbi Anitam says like this: there is never shehiya in a shechita of an oaf. Never happens. Why? Well, if it's in the corner, you begin at 50, you get to 50, nothing happens. Chatzi corner pogrom. You go to 51, it's good. So when is she a possible? That everyone agrees with. Because Rabbi Tam, was a great genius. He says there's never shehiya in the veshem. Wait a second. I shechted 1/3 of the. Veshem. And I stop, take a nap for 5 minutes, and I keep going. So, why in the world should there not be shehiya there? Every other reason except Rabbi Natan says, of course, the shehiya. Shulchan says, of course, the shehiya. If you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, you know, Sabbath in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, what does Shulchan Aruch say? There's never shehiya in the corner of the off. Wonderful. Because where are you? 50? You got a 51. But now, but in the Veshet, of course there is. Rabbi Natan says, no. Why? Anything that's involved, what did I do? I skipped the corner and I went to the Vesh. Again, 1/3. And then I stopped. And he said, that's just like the or in Shechita's Kodshim. It's part of, I began the Shechita, and in the middle of the Shechita, I stopped. Any psul that happens in the middle of Shechita, I don't care about. Just like I don't care about making it a bumble in the middle of Shechita. I don't care about making it a treif in the middle of Shechita. It's a treif, no big deal. It can't be a treif as part of the Ma'aser Shechita. Then I go through another 50%. Ooh. So why shouldn't it be good? Because it is either a shehiya or a treif. You don't become a treif as part of the Ma'aser Shechita. So be in the Shechita, the next 50%, and they're finished. Or not. Do you say that, or you say no? Since the Shechita is two parts, so what does Rabbeinu Tam say? And he said, no, it's not a treif of b'chol. So where is the whole? So there's never shehiya no, even in the Veshet. So where is the shehiya? After I finish the kana, then I take a nap, and then I do the Veshet. So he says like this. He says, He says, in what do I have? I have, in the case of a behemoth, there I have it. Here in the case of a behemoth, the Gemara had. He's Rabbi Tam says, I always talk about the Miut. Rashi's always talking about the Miut Bas. Rabbi Tam says, I'm always talking about the Miut Kama. Miyut Kama, what did I do? I did a Miyut Kama of the Vesha. In a behemoth. Not in an off. An off does nothing. That's the entire Maisa Shechita. So just read what he says. Nothing to do with anything. Where is we definitely know that there is a shehiyah if I shechta the corner and I stop and I wait and I shechta the vashem? That's clear. But let's say I shechta the vashem first, or I shechta the vashem second. He says, "Lo hiv sechitot lo gemer shehiyah b'mir demanablo kimo ben sim okay kei kagon." Rov Agageras of Rov Havesha Behemo. This Rabbi Atam has, this whole thing of Rabbi Atam has nothing to do with Rubo Kukua. Where is Rabbi Atam may have something to do with Rubo Kukua? Here in, when he says, in Awatosis, he says, what is chaloda? I stick the knife in at 1/3, and then I cut the 2/3. Is that a chaloda or not? That could be a simple shaila. He says, or shaykh, or have a fishu shavo, sim in the shaykh boshkito, a filohoch, and tortish for Ella Haro. Amir shawa sakin have a keilu nechtach. What does those words mean? That means, by the time I finish the shkita, what happens? The row, the first third is keilu nechtach. If you take those words literally, so Rabbi Tam says, what is the sofek? Is it either sofek in chalada? But he's saying Dwight Shreen, and therefore, by in the process of shchita, we have what? This is being chatuch. So I am now in the process of when I cut the 2/3. Let's say this, I cut the rove after the third. So what am I doing? I'm in the process of cutting not only the 2/3, but I'm in the process of cutting the 1/3. Because by the time I finish the rove now, while I'm in the process of cutting the 1/3, it's not going to be a chalada. Or not. If I say this is the pshat and Rabbeinu Tam, so then, what is the suffix? While I'm cutting 2/3, am I also cutting the last third? Maybe. So it's possible that Rabbi Tam is also working with some form of Aruba Kukula. Okay, now, Avotosis begins with a whole Shaila. Ev Shalit Samson. Perish Mekuntis, Ba'ov. Where are we? Ephraim Samson. Fishi Ephraim Samson. Avil of Yosef Aglili, the Ama, the Perish Shani de Becholos, Ephraim Samson, Moduhu Bekicheret. The Ama Hosom, hold it, it's the Gumas, it's not a smooth. Zil Chech Mikan. He wants to prove. Now we have a big machlokas rishonim. Big machlokas. Efshalat Samson. Efshalat Samson. What is it? Everyone knows that nothing can be absolutely perfect measurement. You do it down to the centimeter, the inch, the one-tenth of an inch, a millimeter, how far are you going to go down? The question is, when we make a measurement and it comes out exact, do we say that's what the Torah wanted us to do and it's equal? Or no, theoretically we know it's impossible, so therefore it's no good. That's absolute sums. That means I plan it and I measure it. What is the difference in absolute sums and bidei shamayim u bidei olam? Shamayim is something happens and I observe it, and then I can't check it. For instance, what happens? There is something, something happens. It seems to be happening two things at the exact same time, but after it happened, there's nothing to check. That doesn't mean I was able to check it to the maximum that a human being can check it. If I can check it to the maximum a human being can check it, is that all the Torah wanted? That's it. Okay. And when we say the maximum, it's another question. For instance, I'll give you an example. Some people are very neurotic. Okay. You have to have tefillin, have to be ribua. That's a square 90 degrees. Now, how do you measure that? With normal measurements, or I take some sort of electronic measurement? What is available to me today is what wasn't available. It's what available to a normal boss of a dumb who's trying to be exact, or some theoretical. What we generally assume, I haven't seen anyone walking around with electronic measurements that they're told to say it's ribua. It means what is available to a natural boss of a dumb under normal natural circumstances. But is that the amount of measurement the Torah requires, or we just know it's always a soffit? For instance, I'll give you an example. There's a sheet that's arrived we shall get to. He says like this: why does Shechita need Rov HaNir L'Einayim? Very simple, he says. Because we know Yev Shalat Samson. We never know. So in order to know that you shechted Rov, even if it would be, he says 50-50 is Rov. But you never know. So in order to know that you have 50, you need 51. He says, the whole Gemara, the Ravid, what is he doing? No. He says, the Ravid is very clear. A measurement is in some theoretical perfect universe where you can have all the perfect things. But that's never possible. So you all, even though the shear theoretically is Rov, he says, but you never get there, so it's always 51%. 50 plus a mash, Rov HaNir L'Einayim. He's talking, so when he's talking, he paskins Eif Shalot Samson. So what's the machlokas between the Ravid and others who paskin Eif Shalot Samson, Eif Shalot Samson? Some paskin, I'll prove to you Eif Shalot Samson. Warren Aaron says, Peretz Kovet, 50-50. That proves we say Eif Shalot Samson. And we'll see how the Ravid's there. So basically, what is the machlokas? It's a very simple machlokas. The machlokas is when the Torah gives a shear, let's say, ribua in tefillin. When the Torah gives a shear of rov, what are we talking about? What a human being under normal circumstances can achieve, or in some theoretical way of doing it. Perfect. The Ravid says perfect, and therefore you never get it. So therefore, every shear of rov is always more. And the other Rishonim who say no, that all the Torah required is exactly what we can do. And that's the definition. And therefore, you can have a Mechzel Mechzel Bidei Oda. Bidei Shemayim, we know two events never happen simultaneously. One's a little ahead of the other. Because there's nothing I'm measuring. Something that happens, and I can't check it afterwards. If you'll take a look at those Gemaras, let's say two people died. Give an example. Did they die simultaneously? One to five. We don't know. A house collapsed, and it seems two people died at the same time. After the fact, I can't check. It seems they died at the same time, but no one's standing there with a stopwatch to check it. So that is an example of Bidei Shemayim. Two people came at the exact same time. Okay. When they came at the exact same time, no one's standing there measuring it. They came, it seems to be the exact same time, but we don't know it's the exact same time. The exact same issue. After the fact, there's no way of checking. We know it seems to be, but it was not done with any real measurement. The difference is as follows. Bidei Shemayim, when it happens, it wasn't done with any real measurement. It's a first impression. Here we say we measured it to the way normal human beings measure, and that's enough. Now here we come. So this is just checking the sugyas and seeing. Which Tumeirat Hashem tomorrow, I'll just read through the sugyas. But now we get into a very complex tosfos, which is going to shed light on what Shechita of Mechzel Kemechzel is all about. That's it. And that's why I want to go through the Stalsis. Because this will show you exactly what Shechita Mechzel Mechzel is all about. Yim Toma, Mereish Eruvim Gabi Lech Yamoshim. What's the house? Here's some background. I have a Movui. A Movui is an open rectangle. Three sides. Okay. And in order to be Mati carrying there on Shabbos, I have to put a lechi, which is a mechitzas culture, at the entrance. We're talking, I put a lechi. Or I can put a korah right now, I put a lechi. A lechi has a maximum size of 4 amos. Afterwards, not a lechi. So let's say I have a movui. Now, a movui can be, at max to be a lechi, it can be maximum 10 amos wide, the opening. So what happens? It's 12 amos wide. So I can put a lechi 2 amos plus. So it's fine. But let's say it's 15 amos wide. And I want to put a lechi there. So what am I going to do? 4 amos. The more I got more than 4. Not a lech anymore. But then I have 11 left. There's nothing to do. The Gemara says, what about if I have exactly 8 and I put exactly 4? So the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says like this. Epshalot Samson, can I make sure it's exactly 8 and make sure this is exactly 4? Rabbi Lechi Amorish and Ridof and Kama Rav Ash. I feel the time of Mavid Shmona, Monavsh. He omid nafush, nita ba omid meruba. He parots nafush, nita mishom lechi. Ma amir tishom ur travayu. I thought you have a suffix. So we can remember Chodom and Mohawk. Mashmidi, Evshel at Samson, Ulvara Hadova. What does the Gemara say? That if I have 4+, so those of you who learn Shabbos and Sukkah know it's Omer Meruah LaParetz. If I have 4-, it's a good lech. What happens with exactly 4? It's exactly 4. You're never going to know. Since you're never going to know, so it's a suffix. The whole din of lechi is a drabon and suffix drabon log. Boom. The Gemara seems to be saying, what does the Gemara seem to be saying? Yev shalat samson. Yev shalat samson. Yesh lo amad lolam ev shalavar v'lim do bet simtsu. Edei Torah. Chavalo hitrichu chachom limbod shom nisofet. Kevin the Bain Omid Norfish Bain Porus Norfish Lekach Shashis Ken Hu Shove Umilso Shrihu Vena. Okay. He says like this. And we're going to have to understand this because you may not realize this. This will enable us to go back to something I said a long time ago. About Stam Kehim La B'nai Yom Kam Ge B'nai Yom. What does that have to do with anything? Let's see. I said, we'll get back to when we get to this. Now we're into Sfex Vegas. What is the classic case of a Sfex Vegas? Give me an example. A woman gets married. So we have our locha. It's first Erisin, and then the Suin. Okay. The moment Erisin, you say, Hariyamu Kudeshas Liba Tabazu Kadas Moshe Yisrael. Wonderful. She's awesome. Then there's Nesuin. X amount of time later, Nesuin, they begin living together. He finds out she's not a Basula. So he has a double suffix. Suffix tachtov, suffix ainu tachtov. Maybe it was before the Erisin, maybe after the Erisin. And if it's after the Erisin, maybe suffix ba'onus is suffix ba'ratzon. Maybe she was nanas, when she's not us at her husband. Maybe it's ba'ratzon, she was us. You have a double suffix. That's a classic case of a sveksveker. A classic case of a sveksveker, it's muta. Sovek tachtov, sovek ainu tachtov, sovek bonus, sovek baratzen. And it's a sovek, totally independent sveikas. She was a nivellus. The question is when, and the question is how. One sovek doesn't depend on the other sovek. That's a classic case of a sovek, svek sveika. Now, comes Tosis, and says, here, what is this case? This case, there are 3 possibilities. We're going to have to understand what's happening in Tulsa. It's a very fundamental Tulsa. There are 3 possibilities. In the 3 possibilities, 2 of the 3 possibilities say Mutter. 1 of the 3 possibilities say Osir. And the one that is Osir is no Shriach. And therefore, we don't have to check. Why? Because it's a drop on it. That means, would it be a doraisa? We'd have to check. Because it's a possibility, even a slow shriach. The Tosis. We are, he says, we ain't like shows a Ravashi that feel like you shall have the history of the kind of porous coming mood. Ravashi could. I don't know who the bread is sure. He said, no. He's going to a different mandoma. Rab Shimon Hayim Afarish. So that is the first. So Tosis is telling us, in Idrabonon, if you have three possibilities, and one and two are mutter, one is also, and the one that's also, and he's not telling you the logic behind it, just this is what the Gemara is saying, we'll see the logic behind it. But what is it? He's saying, so what happens? Three possibilities, two are mutter, one is also. So normally, we wouldn't say, you don't have to check, make a tirchen a check. And a Sofek Drabbanan, the Hakel, obviously you have to check. But here, at two out of three, and the third, number one, most possibilities are mutter. One possibility also, and that is lo shriach. Drabbanan, you don't have to check. That's the first part of the talk. Lo Rab Shimon, Hayam Afarish, Amaroi, the Hakel, the parts call me Motzer, Savri, Karabon. The EF Shalat Samson, Afilu Bide Adam. Pligi, Kishidom Lono, to have a Mechsamelt. Umad Sharim is from the Aimer, the Shochet Ruba. Afilu Hen Shom and Rachmano Melot Shayru. Umad Otsum is from the Aimer, Nisha Ruba. Kai. Afilu Hen Shom and Rachmano Meshchot Ruba. He says, no. This is. He says, what does Reb Shimon say? Just read Reb Shimon very carefully. Amaroi don't report ka omed what they can say, e efshalit samsen. Afilu bide odom. Upligi, kishadom alonu da have mechts amechts. It seems to us as it's mechts amechts. Uman de shari, the one who says moto, mishum de aimer de shchot ruba. He's saying as follows. Omer Kaparetz and Paretz Komet and Mechitza is the exact same thing as Shechita. Mechitza is one. The one who says Shot Ruba, Valufila Hein Shov and Rachman Omer Lo Tashaya Ruba. The Torah said, so he says, if it's 51 Shechted, fine. If it's 50 Shechted, fine. Torah says, don't leave over Rov. So I have two out of three possibilities. Umanda Oma also, Mishum Dama Rubakayim, after the Rain Shovin, Nachman of Shchot. It's a suffix. What do I have to know? I have to know that I shechted Rov, or I have to know I didn't shecht Rov. What do I have to know? And we never know. So what does Reb Shimon say? Shchot Ruba, three possibilities. Is it exact? Maybe. But you never know if it's exact. So if it's 51, I know. Exact. If it measures 51, I know. If it measures 50-50, I know that I'm not exact. And if I know I'm not exact, so which direction do I have to know? I know that I shechted more than 49. That I shecht 50 or 51, I don't know. Do I have to know I shechted more than 49? Or I have to know I shechted at least 50? Stop and think of what he's saying. It's a suffix. I don't know. Mechitzes. What do I have to? So, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says I have to shecht at least 51. I have to shecht at least 50. I have to know I shecht at least 50. But I never know if I shecht at least 50. But if I measure 51, I know I shecht at least 50. So mechitz is karov. But the question is, but we never get there. It's always a suffix. So. Questions. So the suffix was Enochanami 50. Is 50 good or 50 bad? So I measure 50. So if I measure 51, I know I shechted at least 50. If I measure 50, I know I shechted at least 49. Just stop and think what he's saying. Very interesting Tosis. This, the Ravid has the same thing. This is, I told you, the sheet is a Ravid. Always suffer. Now, the Ravid says it about Nesrik. You have an Nesrik. There's also chazozes. You have chazozes, a fungal growth, a black fungal growth that grows on a sroga. If it's on the rov of the esrig, the esrig is possum. That's in the mid of the esrig, the esrig is kosher. Let's say you measure it's 50-50 on the esrig. Esrig kosher, esrig possum. Says the Ravid, it's false. Esrig is like shechita. Boom. Esrig is like trefa. Why is okay? But Ravid says we never know. So if I have 50-50. I need 51 to possum. 50 dozen possum. 50, I'm not sure. Okay. Stop and think very carefully, the Reb Shimon. I will caution. All right. Tos is asking the Reb Shimon. We'll stop here. I'll go through the Tosis. Be very careful what Tosis is saying. Now, and be very careful what Tosis is saying here. The Tosis and Sukkah about it. And take a look at the Ritva there in Erevin when he discusses, he's Masbitosis very well. What we've seen so far is as follows. What we've seen so far is we have different ways of looking at Rov, and we have to figure out Rubo Kukulo. We don't have to figure out Rubo Kukulo, what it is. And this will finish the entire thing. How I view Rov, how I view the Psak. Friend Reb Shimon says, see what Reb Shimon says. So Reb Shimon says, in Shechita, I need 51%. Why? Because if I have 50, maybe I have 50, maybe I don't have 50. 50 would be a trefa ready, or not. Or I need 51. See how Reb Shimon would explain our Gemara. What it is. And you have the question of the Ravid. Ravid, I have this Esrig. The Esrig is 50-50 possible. It's not possible, he says, till I know it's Vadai possible. Not a Trefa till I know it's a Vadai Trefa. I don't know it's Vadai Trefa till 51. I don't know, it's a 50 is always a suffix. So what do you, how do you deal with a suffix? This is, he has the Esther with Chazoza. It's 5 million shilas revolve around this. 5 million shilas. Here I gave you an example outside of Shechita. Have Chazoza, this black fungal growth. How do I look at it? Okay. But we've sort of I define very clearly the Shitas. We define very clearly the Shitas in terms of Rolf. Rabbi Tam and Shita may have something to do with it. Rabbi Tam and Seba Yosh has nothing to do with it whatsoever. Rabbi Tam and Tosis may have something to do with it. I still, as much as I understand Rabbi Tam, I don't understand it. So, if you don't understand Rabbi Tam, you're in good company. But I just wanted to show that has nothing to do. Rabbi Osher has to do with it. Rashi has to do with it. They certainly. So the Meir Basra has to do with it. Now with this Tosus, when we finish, first of all, just go through, without going in detail, just see the cases that Tosus quotes about Evshalot Samzim B'dei Shamayim B'dei Odom. Just see the cases to be familiar what we're talking about. What is B'dei Shamayim, what is B'dei Odom? B'dei Odom means when a person, it's not a first impression that you see two things happening simultaneously and there's nothing to check. It's something that I can physically check and measure. That's B'dei Odom. B'dei Shamayim is something I cannot check. It seems to be that way, but it's beyond checking. Okay, that's number one. See the cases. Then, see how Tosus deals with it here. How do we paskin? Evshalot Samson or Evshalot Samson. And how he deals with the Gemara in Erevin. Just, and you'll see Tosus and a whole bunch of Rishonim say, even if I say, according to Rav, and this Aaron Hecht already noticed, according to Rav, on the Havamina of the Gemara, Mechzimatsu Karov, there's a difference between Shechting 50 and 51. Two different types of Shechita. And that is the very key for understanding what the Shechita 51 is about.